Christmas Metal, Labor Day Edition, 2019.
Convulsive Therapy, Part 1.
Everybody, moonlight night, moonlight night. Hey, 이 세상에도 everybody. Thank you. This is the exclusive session from Tokyo to the raw summer session.
Upside the cranium with that aluminum baseball bat. My name is Mud.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Jim. Show's J-Pop vs. Metal. You just heard Primus with My Name is Mud, 1993 from Pork Soda. Miyavi and High Fauna, Ganryu, from the Samurai Sessions Volume 1, 2012. Just saw Miyavi at the Foundry, Philadelphia. And, it's a good show. Hesitating there. No, it's a good show. It's just could have been a better turnout, maybe. Yeah, I went to see Miyavi with my friend KG, the lovely KG. From the Robot Lounge of times past, and we had a good time. He played live guitar, of course. I like the new stuff. I'm not playing the new stuff, but this is not really a new music show. It's just whatever I happen to feel like playing at the moment, and I felt like playing that one High Fauna. A hip-hop duo. I don't think I've played their music. It's one of those little hip-hop groups, instrumental hip-hop. It's interesting. Miyavi played with he had like a laptop DJ guy and a live drummer, and that was a pretty good setup. That's a good show. It's a good format for that type of music. It's a lot of flexibility. The sound was great. And at one point, though, he did give me a look. And, you know, this could be totally in my imagination, but he gave me a look. Yeah, and, like, my face is not out there. I'm not, like, a famous. I don't take a lot of selfies, even. I guess you could find. It's not impossible. I'm not totally incognito, but I don't really put my face out there. But he gave me a look, like, which at first I interpreted as. You're the guy who's been putting songs. You put my songs on your podcast. I'm gonna see you later. I need to see my royalty check. I hope you brought something for me to this show. And it only lasted a split second. It didn't last that long. But that's what it felt like at first. And then later on, he went on talking, and it turned out, because I had said that was his first time playing Philly, and apparently he had played that venue just the year before, or he played there in 2017, and then he played the TLA, which is a bigger venue. It's like twice as big. And then he came back to Philly. He was gonna play the TLA again, and then he had to play the Foundry again. And I guess that was my fault. So the look was really like, why don't you bring more people, man? Or you could be, how do you do a podcast where you just talk about things off the top of your head? How don't you do better research on this thing? How can you just talk like you know stuff when you're just kind of talking? Randomly, it's really weird. It's a weird hobby he got there. And you know, he's got a point with that. He's a professional samurai guitarist, and I'm not a professional. You know. So it's like, sorry, that was, I don't know. Don't mean to make fun of him. I bought two tickets to that show, so I bought the ticket. Got it in the mail because I'm a genius, right? Because I might have to sell the ticket at the last minute, right? So I got the physical ticket, but then I left the house without the ticket, so I had to buy another ticket. So I bought two tickets. Miyabi, if you're listening, I bought two tickets just for myself, okay? So don't blame me on this one. Helmet with Army of Me, Bjork cover. From, believe it or not, the Music for Mother Ocean compilation, 1996. I posted a video that the song Army of Me is in the Locrian mode, or Locrian, as the English guy says. Probably they say Locrian in England. So check that out. O-O-I-O-O after that. Oh yeah, 1,000 frogs and three sons in a house. Three sons, S-U-N-S. No, just one N. No O in parentheses. It's not an O, it's a symbol. It's not an O. I would put it out. That was actually a remix of two songs put together from Feather Float, put together by J-A-K-M. DJ, no, it's not really DJ. 2001, it's from, of 1,000, is that important? 1,000 Photos Remix, F-O-T-O-S, I don't know what that means. From the Shock City Shockers, Volume 2, Remixes, O-O-I-O-O. Sagittacia after that, They Will Be None, 2011. From the Split with Ominous Black, Sagittacia, Fred Grabowski, and Evan Void. Evan Void is also in Ominous Black. He was also in my favorite lineup of Tombs. Tombs, when they had the Evan Void on bass, and they had the other guy on keyboards. I thought that Tombs was going in another direction kind of now. But I thought they were really good when they had the keyboard player. But then the keyboard player turned out to be a jerk or something. I don't know what happened there. And then they just decided to go in a different direction. It's life. Spool after that. Sway, Fade Away. 2015 Revolution Shoegaze Revolution compilation on the Gerpfast Collective record label out of Indonesia. I'm not holding my breath for a Shoegaze Revolution in the 21st century, but some good stuff on there. Mammifer and Locrian together on the same track. What are you going to do now? Bless Them to Curse You, 2012. That's the title track from the album. I had played a song that I had as a promo. I had an MP3 promo of the song In Full Minute Blaze, and I thought the name of the track was Bless Them to Curse You. It was not. So I got the album and rectified that error. It was just the drone track. I think I might have said Logreen was from Brooklyn. I think I said they were from Brooklyn. They're in that post-metal kind of category, though the band seemed not like that term. But I thought they fit in with that category, like Tombs and Vora, Kralis, and that kind of those kind of guys. But they're from Chicago. Chicago, the Mammoth First from Seattle, Faith Colicchia, mostly a solo project of hers, but that got Aaron Turner, Hide Your Head Records, and ISIS, the band, not the Islamic terror group, and they got some records out, don't they? Morning Musume, 2010, Moonlight Night, Tsukiyo, so what is it? Tsukiyo no Bandayo, which means Moonlight Night. But it's emphasized. They're very emphatic about the Moonlight Night, as you can hear. Started off with Metallica, Ride the Lightning, 1984, from the same record. And I meant to play that last week. Is that like an old... Maybe that's an old joke by now. It's a week-old joke. Maybe, I don't know. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got some stuff to do. This was a bad idea. There's mosquitoes out here still. Recording outside. This is a bad idea. This is not a good idea. Mosquitoes are biting. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to leave you with Panopticon from 2012's Kentucky. Here's a track you maybe know and or love. I don't know. Matarashu. Jeez.
Don't.